Let's talk about the ramifications of a breakdown leading to a breakthrough. What that looks like, why it's necessary, passing through the other side and beyond the unknown. There are even monks and yogi gurus who are popping on the gram, have millions of followers. Everybody has something to say. And Saturday is a holy day for some. Sunday is a Sabbath day for others. And I say every day counts. Every day matters. Don't you agree? Let's raise the vibes with some music and enjoy the herbs. It's the Sunday Spirituality Speech with your girl, Nikitra Barard. Welcome to my weekly reflections and discussions about life lessons that I have been learning along the way. If you like cannabis, now is the time to fire it up. I do like to create a vibe, so I'm probably going to pull an oracle card for this week's message, play some music, and just share my thoughts. It is a new month. We are in the peak of summer, and life has given me shocking news and discoveries that I am in the midst of processing and integrating. I want to talk about how breakdowns seem to be a bad thing when it could be a breakthrough. And yeah, that's a play on words, which is why I like to learn another language other than English, because I feel like it's a limited language. When I look up the etymology of words, most of the English language is borrowed from Latin and Greek, making me think about how much of what I know comes from somebody else, how much of what I think about myself and this world has been picked up from others, from programming and conditioning from the past. I'm trying to get out of the matrix here. How much of life is my own? What have I done, created, and impressed upon myself? Am I really living to the fullest measure? Even if I have to go to the depths of my existence? You know, when we dig deep into the earth, we find golden treasures and diamonds. So why not explore that within yourself? Why not break down the beliefs? Decide if it has any value for who you are today and who you want to become. Break it down and break through whatever is holding you back from the next best version of yourself. And I'm gonna break down this weed so I can smoke it and give my Sunday spirituality speech. Meanwhile, I'm going to invite you guys to join the creative community by clicking subscribe on the homepage of the podcast to unlock episodes for members only. This is great for teachers, healers, all types of artists, various types of creatives to get access to exclusive content for inspiration, activations, learn to turn your passions into profits, and a whole lot of fun. So, the information that I have come across has enlightened me, y'all. And it has answered some of the questions that I have been asking for a while. And my God, it is beginning to make sense to me. It's shocking, unbelievable, and freeing at the same time. I have been trying to figure out how somebody could steal land from somebody else when we all live on the same planet. And turns out this is bigger and greater than I can actually comprehend. And this has to do with some racially charged secrets and crimes of the past from centuries ago that unfortunately still exist. And it's coming up for a reason. It comes up to the surface so that we can clear it out, heal it, transmute it, and evolve. Now, sometimes I get upset or bothered by some of the things that I come across. Then I gain my power by acknowledging that, hey, I'm the only one that can bear this, accept it, handle it, whatever comes my way, however long it takes, whatever I have to do so that I can get the treasure of a breakthrough. Had I not kept going and seeking and searching, I wouldn't know the abilities that I have. Had I just accepted the thoughts and opinions of other people, I wouldn't know what I was capable of on my own, even if it was hard or a mistake. Like, what's the purpose of being alive if you ain't living? I don't know everything, don't have it all figured out. No one does. Otherwise, what is the point, right? I am finding out that there is magic that oozes from a cracked heart. You have to break it to get to the good stuff. So break it. It's like a clam or a geode stone. We need a lightning strike to keep the fire of life burning. You feel me? You can become stagnant, dead, or lifeless without a breakdown of what's going on with you. If you don't stand up or push against something for once in your life, then you won't know what you're capable of, what's meaningful to you, your purpose. And I'm not saying that you have to be hard-headed or a rebel, but sometimes you just gotta do it. And I can say that I have done that and learned things that I can't turn back from. And I'm okay with that. I think it is a part of adulting, maturity. I know all too well how to hide and dim my light, what it's like to be told what to do all the time, how to walk on eggshells, I'm too good at that, and try to live in a box. I have been there, done that. What else is there to do? Let me color outside of the lines and see what happens. And you know what? That could lead to your breakthrough. There is value in every moment, a reason for all things. Even if we cannot make the connection in the beginning, there is something greater than humanity that is at play. And if it's meant to be, it will be. I'm just sharing my latest thoughts and revelations, even if it seems insignificant, because I have had enough of interacting with humans and feeling like it's not okay to exist, like it's abnormal to be human. If that was the case, then I wouldn't be, don't you think? I am glad to have a platform that I can express myself, so I'm using it. And that is another conversation for another day. But just thinking about how certain social media channels can remove and censor your content. But I'm not too concerned about it, because that just means there is more room for me to have my own network, channel, app, and media outlet, and it's something that I have been working on. For the oracle card that I pulled today is Mary Magdalene, Teacher Awakens. You have something important to share. Follow the inner call. Don't let anything stop you. So yes, this is the message from Mary Magdalene. This completes the session for Sunday Spirituality Speech. Follow the podcast for more episodes on the Creative Alba with Nikitra Barard. Kind of intense and dramatic, giving my Sunday spirituality speech, sharing my thoughts and revelations about the divine and life lessons. Coming out the other side of a breakthrough is not something that comes with instructions. Hell, there are no instructions for how to live life. So you just have to do what you have to do. Use what you got. And you'll find that there is more to you, more to life than you know, which is why you have to keep going and pushing past your breakthrough to get the treasures and gifts. I have been through my own set of challenges and difficulties, and I'm turning them into profits, turning it into gold. Books and movies are in process for what I have endured, and y'all can check out my website to support my work. Lately, I have been inspired, full of creative ideas that I can now begin to monetize. And this year, I have been focused on me in a way I never have, and I want to get my work out. Just looking for ways to express myself because I am tapping into deeper levels of self-love and self-worth. I have newfound discoveries about who I am. Like, I've been revived, refreshed, and I'm ready to present that in new ways. Making videos and films is the trend, although I have to develop some skills and get the right people on the team, but this helps me to heal, elevate, and move through anything that is in my way. Have to find ways to cope with all that is happening in our world, in our lives. So what do? We make art here. Turn it into a song, a painting, use your struggles and breakdowns in whatever craft or projects you're working on to make it worth it.